Right, it's just coming up to 11:30, listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM, here with Eat My Brunch weekdays from 10 through to 1. Now, I'm joined in the studio. I'll just fade that music down just slightly in the background. It's a bit of jazz going on there, don't you think? It's a bit jazzy,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Should I turn it off?
I don't know.
Just turn it right down. It's a little bit scary. Put the wrong music on. All going off to a flying start. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Lauren Cresswell, who is a singer-songwriter from Essex. She's coming in to talk about her new single, Moving On, and she's also got an album coming out later in the year, which is called What Remains. So thanks for coming in today. Be your dad. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Waving. I always do that. Waving to Dad in the background. Thanks for coming in today. So first of all, whereabouts in Essex are you from?
I'm from Maldon, which is a very small town outside of Chelmsford.
And you're 19?
I am 20 now.
20?
You're a whole year older.
Right. You look very young.
Oh, that's good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
You know, don't look old and crusty.
No, that would be very
bad. Not saying anything bad about myself in the studio. Now, you are a singer-songwriter, and we're really lucky here because we have so many really good musicians in Essex. So tell us about growing up with music. I know your dad's a musician because I spoke to him earlier, because you can always tell when the dads are musicians. So you grew up in a musical family. So when did you first discover you could play the piano and sing? Or was it at the same time, and how did it happen?
Well, I always sung when I was very young. I didn't shut up. But I think it was about 15 when I first started to sort of think, I might start writing a song now.
And did you get your confidence from your dad to sort of stand up there and sing?
I guess so. I guess it was kind of, if you want to do it, you've got that passion, haven't you?
Yeah.
And it doesn't really matter if you're nervous or you're a bit unsure, you just want to get up and do your thing.
Even when you get people that are quite shy in real life, you know, away from the stage, they can get that kind of oomph as soon as they get up on behind a microphone.
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
So when did you start learning piano?
It was 15 when I learnt the piano. I always sort of played with my sister, but nothing too spectacular.
Right,
chopsticks.
Is she a musician as well? Does
she
play?
Plays the piano, but not sort of on hobby sort of thing.
So with your what music did you actually grow up listening to? What have been the influences growing up?
It's a bit of everything, really. We grew up with quite a wide range that would go from Bonnie Raitt to sort of Chili Gonzales and things like that. It was quite a wide range, and it was always playing. So I think it sort of goes into your subconscious, and it sort of influences you without you sort of realizing it.
Yeah. You're not, when you say people like Bonnie Raitt is she's famous all over America. Here, maybe not as much, maybe people won't, but it goes to prove that you can be a musician, still be successful, and you don't have to be half naked on stage. You don't have to sort of, you know, be in the papers every 5 minutes falling out of the club. You can actually be a successful musician and do gigs and get paid and still be a decent human being.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Like, if you're good at what you do, people will recognise that, and I don't think you need to be that extravagant person to necessarily be successful within your field.
And what do you think about the sort of people of your age group that are kind of out there at the moment? What are your thoughts as a woman in music, with the way people are dressing and representing the females in the music industry?
I'm not too happy about that.
Yeah,
it's a bit outlandish for me. I don't, you know, you don't need to be, like you say, half naked on stage just to get your point across.
I don't. Nobody wants to do that. Why is your dad laughing at me? That thought will stay in your mind all day, I can tell you. I do absolutely agree. So you've got your influences growing up. Do you remember the first record that you bought?
It was either one of the Now albums or Gareth Gates, because I was very obsessed with him.
Yep.
When growing up, I had a massive poster of him on my bedroom wall. And I remember my dad colouring in his eyes one day, so they were all black, so he looked like the devil, Gareth Gates. I never put it back up again.
No. Oh, that's kind of hit a bit of a... I did like one of his tracks called Sunshine. That was one of my favourite tracks he ever did. It was a disco track.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really good. And then he just disappeared.
Oh.
I started doing weight training, I think, something like that. Yeah.
Blimey.
When you're sitting at home or whether you're in the studio, how do you actually start writing? Do you actually write poetry, or do you play something on the piano, or do you play and sing at the same time, or does it depend on...
It has to be all together.
Yeah.
All at the same time. So I'll sit down and I'll write the melody and the lyrics and the piano all together. It doesn't work in my brain any other way, so I sort of have to...
So do you, if you're singing along, you just follow along with the does it work? You follow along the piano, or is it sort of little ones more predominant, or is you saying it's both at the?
It's pretty much both. I think it's more mainly the like the melody of the lyrics that really sort of drives the song.
Yeah.
But yeah, you just sort of have to see where the song takes you instead of forcing it to go one way.
Yeah.
Instead of the way you want it to go, if that makes sense.
And with lyrics, are you, I ask this question every time, are you somebody that can write when they're happy, or do you have to be really miserable and fed up before you get your best work? Which one is it?
I do write more sad-ish songs, but I can write when I'm happy. But yeah, it's just, you have to, when you're creative, when you're in that zone, I think that's when you write and you feel at your best.
What artist would you like to, if you could collaborate with anybody alive or dead, who would you like to work with?
Kate Bush.
Oh, yes.
I do love a bit of Kate Bush.
Yeah. What's your favourite Kate Bush track?
Dream of Sheep.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry, that's what I'm clapping for. it's a fan. Oh, that was a, yeah, it's a brilliant song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's just so unusual. And she produced and wrote everything.
I know. Amazing. Just sort of think, how can one person be that good?
Yeah, started at six. I think she's about 16, wasn't she? Yeah. Wuthering Heights was obviously the first song, but yeah, fantastic singer-songwriter. Did you get to go and see her live?
I did.
Was she good?
It was amazing. It was like seeing a theatre performance.
Yeah.
But it was just more. It was everything.
Yeah.
Everything you could want.
So when you're on stage and you're starting, when did you start gigging? How long ago was that?
I think I was about 18 when I did my first gig.
Yeah.
I haven't done many so far.
Yeah.
I'm sort of trying to, I wanted to have a collection of my own stuff before I went out there, and sort of, I didn't really want to be a covers artist or anything like that. So now I've got that material, I think I can go out with a bit more confidence and know what I'm doing.
And what did you feel like the first gig? What was the first gig like?
It was very nerve-wracking. You're on that sort of edge where you don't know what you're doing, but you do.
Yeah.
And it's that sort of nervous.
But a good nervous.
Yeah.
When you come off and you want to do it all over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
So with you were talking about your gigging, what gigs have you got coming up? Because you're going to be, we'll talk about the album in a second, but you've got the album coming out, you've got the single. So you're sort of getting busier towards the end of the year and start looking at festivals for next year.
Yeah, definitely. I want to play Latitude, that's my goal.
Yep.
That's the main one.
You need to speak to the boss here, he's very in with the Latitude.
Like, oh, is he?
Yeah, look at the website, there's loads of it, like he was there. He knows the organisers. I know I'm whispering, but he does, he knows the organisers. Paul, speak to Paul.
Okay.
Might be able to get you in there.
Thanks.
There you go, she'll be at Latitude next year. So talking about the single Moving On, tell us about the lyrics and tell us what the song's about.
It's basically about when you really like someone but they've sort of moved on from that and you're sort of left behind, sort of wondering what went wrong.
Right, we're going to hear, this is, it's been filling me up already. This is Lon Cresswell and this is called Moving On. We'll be talking to Lauren again in a while after this track about the album.
You're moving on as you gain and lose. I'm not quite as strong as I choose. I see you're moving on. I can't change your mind. Now you've been and gone. I'm left behind. After an embrace, looking into your face, your smile for a while put me in a different place. But time's moved on and now you're gone, and all I have of you is words in a song. I see you're moving on as you gain and lose. I'm not quite as strong as I choose. I see you're moving on. I can't change your mind. Now you've been let go and left behind. Remember the time my heart skipped. like to be for you. When I had head rush and made you blush from a touch, but that's irrelevant now. Now I see you're moving on as you gain our wings. I'm not quite as strong as I should. I see you're moving on. I can't change your mind. Now you've been out and gone and left behind. I see you're moving on as you gain our.
That is Lauren Cresswell with Moving On. Come here. Oh, come on, guys. What's wrong with people? Get clapping. Just want to ask you about that. It's a really good, lovely, catchy song as
Thank
well.
You.
Were you humming in the background or the backing with vocals?
Yeah, I was.
That's really unusual. You know what? I was listening. I was going, what a fantastic idea. I've never heard that before.
Oh.
I was like, what's that? It's like, it's really good.
Yeah.
And when you do backing vocals, do you find it easier to sort of do backing vocals for yourself than have somebody else do them for you?
Yeah, in a way, because I know what I want, if that makes sense.
Mm.
And I know sort of where I want to take it.
Yeah.
And it's just easier, I think.
And you obviously, do you know tape music as well? So do you write out the vocal parts or do you... Because if you read music, which you obviously do read music, it's easier, isn't it, to say this is where the harmony line is? Is it or not?
It's all in my head.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
So you do it all by... You do all the harmonies and stuff by ear?
Yeah, so when I go into the studio, I literally... I may have like recorded the harmony on my phone or something, so I can just remind myself of it and then just go and record it.
So what's the dream for you? Is it being on stage with a band, or you know, is it going to be looping, or what do you think you'll do?
I tend not to try and dream too big because I don't want to be disappointed, but it would be quite nice to sort of form a little backing band around me. That would be cool.
Yeah,
but then I've also on my keyboard I've got like a sampler pad,
yeah,
so I can do all that sort of looping and sampling, and I find that really exciting to do as well. So I just, as long as I'm playing and I enjoy it, I think that's just all that matters, really.
So hopefully we might see you at Latitude then next year.
I hope so.
Yeah, I think you might do, actually. What a place to come in and speak this Latitude may. Go and have a look on the website, www.phoenixfm.com. It was covered over the... It was about 2 weekends ago, wasn't it? 3 weekends ago. Yeah. You're lucky. you've come to the right place at the right time.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you go to all the W's, laurencresswell.co.uk, you can find out more about Lauren and her music. Now, what remains is the album. How many tracks are going to be on the album?
It's 10 in total.
Yeah.
We've got a Bonnie Raitt cover on there, but the rest...
Which one?
I Can't Make You Love Me.
Well, yeah, a cracking song, yeah.
And then all the rest are originals.
So is it kind of, would you say it's, are they quite up-tempo, laid-back? What sort of, where are you going? From this track, is quite a laid-back, chilled track.
Yeah.
Is it kind of right the way through the album, or there's some more up-tempos? How is it?
It's quite varied. There are some tracks are very experimental, extremely. One track, I just use vocals, and that's it.
Mm.
So... yeah, it's a bit of a mixture. I think if you don't like one track, you'll probably find something else on there that you'll like, because the styles can be quite varied as well.
Yeah.
So that's quite good.
Now, it'll be available, will it be on iTunes, on your website and everything else? And hopefully, when's your next gig coming up?
I have none as planned, so I am currently sort of getting my press packs out there and trying to get gigs and...
Yeah.
Hopefully something will come up quite soon.
They will. It's just getting out there and getting heard and getting into the right places, really.
Yeah.
And it's good that you're not doing sort of like loads and loads of covers, because it's nice to go out and just do your original stuff. Mm. And also a shorter gig.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be up there for 2.5 hours.
No, people get bored, I think.
It's just... Do you play in the covers band, Dad?
I have done.
You know what I mean, don't you?
I know what you mean.
Yeah, you don't want to be doing that.
No.
You don't want to be doing that. It's when you get the drunk people falling into you, that's the thing, isn't it? Right. Knocking over your music stand.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, exactly. So it's lovely to meet you today. You are going to come back later on in the year and play us some more tracks live in the studio. She'll be bringing a keyboard along and we'll be having some more music. It's a great track. Don't forget you can download it at the moment. That's Moving On. The album's going to be released later in the year, which is called What Remains. So thanks very much, Lauren, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And hopefully we'll see you again in a couple of months.
Yeah, definitely.
Lovely. Thanks a lot.